You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another glorious Friday, and by God's grace, Scripture makes us understand that it's just by God's grace and mercies by which we are able to see another day. So we give God praise. Our theme scripture for the month, we know Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Which focuses on being built up in Christ. And it reads, "As ye have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Abounding therein with thanksgiving. So, as we continue week on week, it's important to keep this scripture at the back of our minds that we ought to stay rooted in Christ Jesus and to be built up in him. Now, today's prayer, it dwells on the title, Purified for Greater Glory. Purified for Greater Glory. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." And this verse 21 is connected to the verse 20, which talks about the various vessels. It actually starts from verse 18, talking about the various vessels in the great house. Vessels which are of honor and ones which are of dishonor. And it concludes with this verse 21, talking about those who purge themselves from contamination as shown in the previous verses. God purifies his vessels to carry greater glory. Holiness and consecration are essential for anyone who wants to sustain the presence of God. This is critical, and we cannot downplay the value of holiness and consecration unto the Lord as essential when it comes to our service as ministers. Now, that's where you find in Scripture being purified, purified in our hearts. So let's look at our first scripture here, Psalm 51, verse 10. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This scripture by David, where asking the Lord to create in him a clean heart, not one with spots. What we know about David and all the troubles and issues in his life, but still coming before the Lord and asking for the renewal of a right spirit within him. And this is very important for all of us as ministers and as believers, that we should not stay away from God and feel that, oh, we are not. It's good to have a lowly mind, to know that it's by privilege to even have access or to even be saved. It's just by privilege and it's by God's grace. But it does not mean that we should keep to ourselves and stay away from coming before God and coming before him as we are and asking him for his help in cleaning us or renewing a right spirit within us. Because day in, day out, through all the activities, there are times that you realize that surely you are growing stale. And certain things do not matter any longer. But we must always come back to the Lord for renewing a right spirit within us and to create in us a clean heart. So we are praying, our Father in heaven, cleanse my heart and renew a right spirit within me in Jesus' name. This is our first prayer today. Kindly lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Renewal of the right spirit. Renewal of the right spirit. Renewal of the right spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse my heart from presumptuous sins. Cleanse my heart. For in from iniquity, cleanse my heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cast us not away, O Lord, from thy presence. But Lord, fill us, Lord. Renew a right spirit, Lord, even within us. Lord, we pray for every member. Renew a right spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fill your words. In Psalm 51, verse 10. In our lives. In the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit take charge of our lives. In the name of Jesus, in all cleanliness of heart, in the name of Jesus, in all cleanliness of heart. In the name of Jesus, we are praying from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We are praying that Father in heaven, purify my heart so I may see and carry more of your glory in Jesus' name. The Lord should purify our hearts, that will not have any spots in our hearts, anything unturned by the Lord, by his mercies. You know, scripture says that the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Except God, who our hearts like a water course, he turning it which way he pleaseth him. Except the creator of our hearts, God himself, gets involved with our hearts, there we can do with to no result, with no results or no lasting results or no permanent effect, except the creator of our hearts. He himself is in charge. As for the enemy, he will continually seek to misdirect our hearts. He will continually seek to mislead and misguide us. But when the Lord himself directs our hearts like a water course, according to his will, then we can experience the peace that he wills for us. So purify my heart so I may see and carry more of your glory, so I can reflect your glory. People see me and they see you. That's our prayer right now. Let's begin, lift up our voices and begin to pray. Help us, Lord.
Heaven, purify my heart so I may see and carry more of your glory.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer, Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Why are all these prayers concerning the heart? It's because the heart can reposition itself when you don't even realize. Reposition itself wrongly without even realizing. That is why you find all these writers submitting themselves to the Lord, asking him, you see in the case of David, asking the Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. If there be any wicked way, Lord, cleanse me, clear it. If there be any wicked way, if there be any presumptuous sins, if there be any ill intent, please search my heart and purify my heart. We are praying that as we pray these prayers, that the Lord will align our heart aright in the name of Jesus, because we cannot do it by ourselves. Except the Lord help us. Please lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. In every way. Regarding ministry, regarding relations with others, regarding every aspect of life. Help, Lord, help us, Lord. Search our hearts. Know our hearts. If there be any wicked way, if there be any ill intent in our hearts, Lord, we pray when we ask for mercy. Search our hearts, O Lord. Cleanse our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In our dealings with others, if there be any wicked way, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in our day-to-day activities, in our day-to-day business activities, ministry activities, in our day-to-day movements, if there be any wicked way, if there be any wicked way, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, we invite you to do so. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And when you give your life to Jesus, that is when he works on your heart. First, translating from the kingdom of darkness into his own kingdom, the kingdom of God, and then changing you from the inside outward. That when people see you, they will see the reflection of God's glory in your life, and not just pretense or not just some fake things. No. And what's even more beautiful is that even after physical death, you get to enjoy eternal life. Life in God's presence, not in the place of gnashing of teeth and of bitterness and sorrow. So please say this short prayer after me, affirming your acknowledgement of Christ Jesus into your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you for my life. I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life. Today, Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, unable to save myself. Please forgive me. And Lord, set me apart. Consecrate me unto yourself in the name of Jesus. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and make me whole. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed. With thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Let's bless the Lord with a song.
Amen. Amen. Jira ni en yo nyam ni nyansan.
give your life to Christ in this service, please do not hesitate to contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 0260009090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.